Chapter 7. Traffic Violations, Crashes. Drivers who are involved in or come upon a traffic crash should stop their vehicle in a safe, well-lit public place that does not obstruct traffic, if able to do so. Help any injured person if necessary or requested. Call 911 immediately. Warn other drivers by using emergency flashers and flares if available. Ask all those involved for their names, addresses, phone numbers, driver's license numbers, and license plate numbers. Appearing in court. If a driver receives a ticket for a minor traffic violation, a date for a court appearance will appear on the face of the ticket. If the driver fails to pay the ticket or to appear in court on the date indicated, a second court date may be set a minimum of 30 days later. The clerk of the court will send a notice to the driver at the last known address. Failure to appear on the second date will result in the suspension of the individual's driver's license until the court is satisfied and a reinstatement fee is paid. Drivers who are under age 18 and required to appear in court must have a parent, legal guardian present at the court appearance. An Illinois driver ticketed in another state that is a member of the Non-Resident Violator Compact has three options. Stay in the ticketing state and argue the case. Pay the fine, or promise to comply with the traffic ticket, which allows the driver to continue the journey and handle the ticket by mail from home. This courtesy also is extended to non-residents from compact member states who are ticketed in Illinois. Failure to comply with the promise to appear will result in a driver's license suspension by the home state's Motor Vehicle Department. Crash reports. Regardless of fault, a crash report must be filed by the driver of a vehicle if the crash involves death, bodily injury or property damage of more than $1,500. If any vehicle involved in the crash is uninsured, a report must be filed for $500 or more. A driver has 30 minutes to report a crash after it occurs. If drivers are involved in a crash, they should notify the police immediately. Many towns and cities require a report if a crash occurs within their limits. If an officer is not at the scene of the crash, a report must be made at the nearest police station as soon as possible. If in a rural area, the county sheriff or Illinois State Police must be notified. If the driver is unable to make the report and there is a passenger, the passenger must make the report. A report also must be made to the Illinois Department of Transportation. This confidential report must be sent no later than 10 days after the crash. The form may be obtained from a police officer or an automobile insurance agency. Drivers who fail to report a vehicle crash may be fined up to $2,500 and given a jail sentence of up to 1 year. Leaving the scene of a crash. A driver convicted of leaving the scene of a crash, especially if personal injuries or death occurs, is subject to criminal charges. In cases where a death or personal injury has occurred, the Secretary of State's office is required to revoke the individual's driver's license. In cases where damage is more than $1,000, driving privileges will be suspended. Unattended vehicles. Drivers who are involved in a crash that causes damage to an unattended vehicle, no driver or passenger present, or other property should stop their vehicle in an area away from traffic. Leave their name, address, phone number and license plate number on the vehicle or property if the owner cannot be found. Notify police. Complete all required crash reports. Safety responsibility law. Drivers who are at fault in a crash that results in death, injury or property damage and do not have liability insurance must also meet the requirements of the safety responsibility law. This law requires the driver to post security, a guarantee of payment, to cover damages suffered by the injured party. The Illinois Department of Transportation determines the amount of the security. If drivers do not post the required security, their driver's license may be suspended until the lawsuit is settled. The owner of the vehicle involved in the crash also may have their license plates, vehicle registration suspended. Driver's license or vehicle registration privileges will remain suspended until the driver provides proof of financial responsibility and maintains the insurance for a period of 3 years from the date the proof is first filed. Individuals convicted of mandatory insurance violations will lose their driving privileges for a minimum of 3 months and be required to pay a $100 reinstatement fee, with no driving permit available. Financial responsibility law. Drivers are required to file proof of financial responsibility if any of the following apply. They receive an unsatisfied court judgment related to a crash. The driver's license was suspended under the safety responsibility law due to an uninsured crash. They receive a court supervision for a mandatory insurance violation. They have been convicted of 3 or more mandatory insurance violations. Proof of financial responsibility may include a certificate of insurance, SR-22, a bond or a deposit of securities, such as stock certificates. The state Route 22 is filed directly with the Secretary of State by the insurance company. The Secretary of State monitors insurance coverage for a period of time specified by law. Failure to renew insurance coverage or cancellation of insurance will result in a driver's license suspension. Crash prevention courses. Drivers who are age 55 or over may receive a reduction in their motor vehicle liability insurance if they successfully complete an 8-hour defensive driving course. Drivers may contact their insurance agent to determine the amount of the reduction. Information about courses is available by visiting www.aarp.org/drive.